thing, stories about them. I bought a thoroughbred mare that I bought from a man that had thoroughbred racing horses there in Rexburg. And I bought this one, and this is at the time in the Second War. And so I had a job working in Driggs with the agricultural business back here, back in Driggs. And so I was riding this mare back and forth instead of not using a car at that time. I was riding back and forth, going early in the morning, I'd head down and then ride back up after the job done. But this mare, I don't know how she had been treated or anything of that nature back in Rexburg to this man that was in the racing business. But when I got her back, when I bought her, I treated like she was a real pet there, and one thing or another. I bought her a new big deal there on it that she could wear. And when it was cold, a blanket. I had a yellow blanket trimmed with red and everything, that when it was cold I'd put the blanket on her and fix her up that, and I fed her all the time. I gave her good hay, and then in between times in the morning and at noon I'd give her, and at night I'd give her oats, and of course she loved that. And I'd ride her down to Driggs in the morning, and she loved to ride her. And I turned her loose by herself. I'd leave her in the pasture, and in the morning to get her, I'd never even have to take a rope or anything. I'd just call to her and take the bridle, and when she'd see coming, she'd raise her tail up on her head high, right up high, and stick up there, and then she would run just as hard as she could run up to the front end of the pasture, and then she'd whirl and run clear to the bottom and just run as hard as she could run. She enjoyed to run, and with her tail up and her head up, and just tearing as hard as she could run. And I'd just wait, never have to say a thing. And then after three or four runs across the pasture, she'd whirl and run right up to me and stop right there. And so I'd just have to go and put the bridle on and take her in, and then I'd give her some oats and put the saddle and get her ready to head down to Driggs. And she enjoyed, I'd have to hold her down because she wanted to play on the way. She'd never buck to throw me out, but she wanted to play and buck and play with all the way. And if I'd let her go, she'd want to go on a run all the way if I'd let her. I don't know how far she'd be, where she'd give out, but she wanted to run if I'd let her. But it was all in fun, and she wanted to play and jump and kick and just have fun. And then I had a barn where I put her in the daytime, and I put some hay, what I'd put there ahead of time. I'd carried some hay in there, and I had oats there where I keep for her, and I put some hay for her. But I'd take the saddle off and the bridle, and I'd tie her up there in the barn. But when I went to leave, she'd be extremely angry when I'd leave. because she didn't want me to leave, because she'd tromp her feet to their front feet. She'd just tromp and snort and carry on, and she'd kick with her hind feet. She wouldn't kick at me at all. She'd never kicked me in the world, but she'd tromp with her front feet and then kick and tromp with her hind feet. She was angry because I'd leave her there. And then in the daytime, at noon, I'd go back, and of course I'd have lunch, I'd eat there, and then I'd go over with the mare, and I'd give her some oats, and then she'd whinny on her and carry on. She was just so happy when I came there, when I'd come and feed her. And so then the same thing at noon when I was ready to leave, why, she'd become angry, and she'd just tromp and snort, and just as angry as anything could be, and tromp her feet. And then the same at the night when I'd get back to head for homie, well, then she was just tickled to death and carried on, and whinnied and carried on that way, and she was tickled to death. She liked me to ride her back, and all the way home, like, she wanted to run, and she just wanted to play and kick and buck, and not to throw me or anything like that, but it just wanted to frisk like a lamb would jump and carry on. But I had her for several years, and at that time, a lot of the people at that time were having racing on racing with horses on cutters and this sort of thing in the winter, and so I had people, Tom, that were trying to buy this mare. They wanted to put it with a horse or mare that would that maybe match with her, that they could run fast with, and I didn't want to sell her, but there was one fellow kept after me, and so I thought, well, I'll get rid of her, get rid of him by telling how high that I was going to charge if I was going to sell this mare. And I thought, well, I'll put the cost up there till he won't have anything to say about it, because I never had the idea that he would buy it. And so I gave her a figure on it. Now I can't remember just exactly what I said, but it was way above what that anybody would figure on paying for a mare or a horse, anything like that. And so I told her, well, I said, if you buy that, you'll have to pay so much there that you'll have to pay. And I thought it'd be so high that she would, that'd be the end of it. And instead of that, well, he said, well, I'll take it, I'll buy her. And I couldn't very well back down on it after I'd made that promise or agree on it. And so he paid, and I bought it from her. But he used that in racing until the race deal was over with. They'd race here in Driggs, and they'd race over in Jackson too. They'd take the mares over there, and they'd race over there. And anyway, when they got through with the racing, I didn't realize what they would do, but I guess it was a common thing with the other farmers, and one thing or another that they did, they'd just take them out into the winter and turn them loose at a straw stack for them to eat on there. And you see, with me, it had been entirely different with that. I'd kept a blanket on her, and I'd had her in the barn, and I'd fed her good hay, and I fed her oats all the time and everything of that nature. And then I didn't know, didn't realize what he had was going to do, or what he had done, and what he got through with that. He just turned out with some other horses out there and turned them out in the winter with only with straw and with then snow for them to drink. And of course, here again, I'd carried good water and even warm it up when it was a little bit there. When it was real cold, I'd warm it up a little for the mare to drink and all that sort of thing, but she couldn't stand that, and in a little while she died out in the in the winter there. I felt awful bad about that because I had done it. Does that turn it off here?